Reporter with Rewire. I want to thank Sophie Novak with the Texas Observer. Also with us, Blake Norton. We have to continue this at part two, web exclusive at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
We are in the last minute of this hour, and we need your support to keep this program going on KBOO Community Radio. This is the last minute of Democracy Now! We need to get these phones ringing. 877-500-5266. Stand up. Take a stand against this march toward theocracy that you're hearing about on the radio and support KBOO and Democracy Now! $10 a month will get you the Democracy Now! T-shirt, but we need you to call right now. 877-500-5266. There's never been a more important time to support democracy on the airwaves.
That's right. You turn to us to help you navigate this complex world. You feel empowered with the information KPLO provides. Do you like we would just listen to in Democracy Now? And your support, please, makes that happen. So contribute now to support radio that does not shy away from difficult opinions or differing opinions. KPOO.FM 877-500-5266. Call right now.
Here's please
some phones ringing in
show.
The background. Yeah.
It's 877-500-5266. We need at least a couple more calls during this show. 877-500-5266. We know the situation is dire nationwide, and right now it's more important than ever to support independent media. We need you to do it right now. $10 a month gets you Democracy Now! T-shirt. You can give any amount that works for you. 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-KBOO is the number to call. We need you to call right now. Support Democracy Now! On the airwaves and the fact that you're getting this hard-hitting investigative journalism on a daily basis here on KBOO.
That's right. Your ongoing support of KBOO makes sure that Democracy Now! Has an on-air home in Portland. We're one of the only radio stations around here that airs Democracy Now! On a regular basis, every morning, every evening. And if you love this program, it is essentially important for you to be part of this movement with us. Please call in 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, we have KBOO Evening News.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Portland Schools Superintendent Guadalupe Guerrero is cutting 65 central office positions.
A federal judge ordered the Trump administration to resume the DACA program.
And four new mass graves were discovered recently in a suburb of the Rwandan capital of Kigali.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. KBOO News poet Dan Raphael stopped a fight on the 72 bus last week, unarmed.
How do we stop the shootings in Waffle Houses in Palestine and schools, movie theaters, shopping malls, churches, bedrooms, and backyards? There are too many guns out here already. Too many people without community, without needed emotional and medical care. So many people and too little money, housing, food. The rich control the macro, the media. We control the micro, the one-on-one. What really happens? Spontaneous recognition. Look out for one another. When the violence starts, the police aren't usually there, and it takes one or more of us to step in and save lives. Happens every time, like on a MAX train. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
Can the gods, at least the Bridge of the Gods, become more pedestrian and cyclist friendly? Members of the Oregon and Washington congressional delegations, including Republicans Greg Walden and Jamie Herrera Butler, urged Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao to fund a $900,000 grant for planning, engineering, and permitting the addition of a separate lane for hikers and bikers to the existing bridge. The current bridge in Cascade Locks is two lanes with small shoulders and no sidewalk. As the lowest point of the 2,650-mile Pacific Crest Trail, the one-third of a mile-long bridge is also considered one of the most frightening parts. About 7,800 pedestrians crossed the bridge in 2017, more than half of them trail hikers. The Pacific Crest Trail Association studied a number of ideas, including a standalone pedestrian bridge and even a ferry service, before settling on the attached pedestrian bike lane. Tourism in the Columbia River Gorge saw a large decrease because of last year's fires, and a new people-friendly bridge could bring back more visitors.
Portland School Superintendent Guadalupe Guerrero made the most sweeping personnel changes since starting the job last October, cutting 65 central office positions. 31 people were laid off, 30 vacant jobs were eliminated, and 4 other employees resigned or were transferred. The majority of these jobs are in communications, information technology, and operations. Guerrero blamed the reorganization on budget problems and said it was necessary to slash central office jobs to avoid cuts in schools. The district's longtime superintendent and a number of other high-level employees left the district in 2016 following a lead in drinking water scandal.
KBOO is in our spring membership drive, and now it's time for you to support community media here at KBOO. We go now to our pitchers, Lady and Jenka.
Good evening. You're listening to KBOO. KBOO is radio made by you for all of us. I'm Lady. I'm here with Jenka. And we're here to remind you that your support makes KBOO happen. Help us make our goal of $500 for this KBOO evening news program. And we can get there when you call or click in with your support. Please call 877-500-5266 right now or go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button.
And thank you for those of you who called in the last couple of minutes of Democracy Now! And let the phones light up. We are not there yet. We need to have a few more phones ring and people decide to make a commitment to KBOO at the $10 a month level to reach our goal for this hour. So if you can do that, $10 a month, we talked about the Democracy Now! T-shirt. You could also get a 50th anniversary package because this is KBOO's 50th anniversary year.
Wow.
We've been here since 1968. This is a history of KBOO that you get, a booklet, a CD, and really get a moment in this legacy of community radio. This is a station that helped start this whole movement of community radio, and you have it right here in Portland. We are extremely lucky to have this gem of a radio station, and we urge you to support it at $10 a month level. You also get an enamel pin,
yeah,
and a commemorative coin.
Yeah.
So that is for a thank you for our $10 a month gift to KBOO. You need to call right now, 877-500-5266, again, 877-500-KBOO. And thank you to Sean from Southeast Portland, who gave online, kboo.fm.
Right on. And you know, you're right. This is such a gem of a station. How many times have you said to a friend, I was listening to KBOO and I heard this story? That's what KBOO is all about, the stories and news and insights that make you stop and think and start your own conversations. Maybe you've been listening to KBOO for a while, but you aren't a member. You've heard us asking for support, but you thought you were talking to someone else. Well, we're talking to you. Yeah, now is the time to call in or donate online, kboo.fm. Click on donate button or call toll free 877-500-5266 with that $10 a month contribution. That will get you that KBOO 50th anniversary packet. That will also get you more access into the Oregon Historical Society with that token. Is that right, Jenka?
Yeah, free entry into the Oregon Historical Society through July. Our exhibit is up there along with the Civil Rights in Oregon exhibit.
That's right.
So you can go and see both of those. And that any membership at any level will get you that free entry into Oregon Historical Society. But you need to call. You need to make that call and you need to let us know that you're there. 877-500-5266. And not just that you're there, but that you love and support community radio and you are very happy with the fact that we have a community radio station here in Portland and you want to keep it going. So call right now and let us know. 877-500-5266.
A crowd of activists rallied today outside of a meeting of Bank of America's shareholders and executives in Charlotte, North Carolina, to call on the bank to drop its financing of dirty and dangerous fossil fuel projects. Bank of America is one of the leading banks on a multi-billion dollar loan covering half of the construction costs of the proposed 600-mile Atlantic Coast Pipeline, which would slice through pristine forests, scenic lands, and waterways in West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina. In addition to accelerating climate change by leaking and burning methane, the pipeline threatens public health, air, and water quality, and disproportionately affects low-income residents and communities of color. Bank of America is also a key investor in the company behind the proposed Mountain Valley Pipeline, which developers recently announced will extend from West Virginia and Virginia into North Carolina.
The Trump administration must resume the DACA program, a federal judge ordered today, but gave it 90 days to restate its arguments before the order takes effect. The ruling by U.S. District Judge John D. Bates in Washington would also require the administration to accept requests from first-time applicants for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The judge wrote that the administration's explanation was, quote, particularly egregious because it didn't mention that many of the people in the program, known as Dreamers, had obtained jobs and pursued education based on the assumption that they would be allowed to renew. Two nationwide injunctions earlier this year applied only to renewal requests. Nearly 690,000 people, 80% of them from Mexico, were enrolled in DACA when the Trump administration said in September that it was ending the program.
Kanye West is at it again, this time proclaiming his adoration for President Trump via Twitter. After posting a group of supportive tweets about a right-wing pundit, West tweeted in regards to Trump, "He is my brother. We are both dragon energy." Trump publicly thanked West for the sweet tweets afterwards, retweeting West's message and describing it as very cool. According to the AP, West later posted a picture of himself wearing Trump's notorious red hat bearing the slogan "Make America Great Again." The hat appeared to have been signed by Trump himself. It's not clear what made West gush his affections for America's 45th president. The amorous Trump tweets were riddled with less profound messages between those, like one that said, "I'm good at ping pong." It's also not clear how Trump found out about the tweets, since the president does not follow West on Twitter. In more humorous developments, West also tweeted, "My wife just called me and she wanted me to make this clear to everyone. I don't agree with everything Trump does. I don't agree 100% with anyone but myself."
Donald Trump Jr. slammed Louis Farrakhan on Twitter over his comments at Savior Day. Savior Day is a holiday celebrated by the Nation of Islam, commemorating the birth of its founder, Wallace Fard Muhammad. In his speech, Farrakhan made anti-Semitic, homophobic, and transphobic comments, as well as criticizing the Trump administration and Russia. On Twitter, Trump Jr. joked that the Democrats had discovered God and possibly found a frontrunner for 2020. Later, he wondered why more people were not disavowing Farrakhan. The ADL tweeted that the continuously anti-Semitic and anti-LGBTQ rhetorician had not room in political discourse.
KBOO's in our spring membership drive, and now it's time for you to support community media right here at KBOO. We go now to our pitchers, Lady and Jenka.
Thanks, Brandon, Aaron. We are here in KBOO's Membership Central, and this is a station that is made by you for all of us. My name is Jenka. I'm here with Lady, and we are here to remind you that your support is what makes KBOO happen. Help us make our goal for this hour, and we can get there when you call or click with your support. 877-500-5266 is the phone number, or go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. You can also donate through the KBOO app. Very easy to do. Download the KBOO app from iTunes or from the Google Play Store, and you can just click donate there as well. You can also listen to any of your shows that you love anytime. They're all there on demand podcast. And I want to let you know that your membership has a real measurable impact on the community. A $30 membership makes space for three community leaders to talk about their work on air during the KBOO Evening News, trains a volunteer on how to engineer a broadcast journalism program, and mentors a youth collective member for 3 to 4 hours a month. Every single dollar that we get goes directly into our operations here at KBOO. We don't have a huge amount of external corporate entities that are sucking away at the dollars. No, this goes directly into the work that we do, the things that go on the radio, the training that we provide for free to our community, and things like the Youth Collective that are all coming in right now for their weekly meeting here at KBOO. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to make a difference in your community.
And all of these internal communities that we're building inside of KBOO bring value to Portland and bring value to our experience and your experience in this same city. And so you value the KBOO Evening News and KBOO radio programming as an alternative to the mainstream 24-hour media cycle. We break news all the time that's important to you, your family, and your neighbors. And so we are asking you to join this community project intended for a more inclusive media. Please join KBOO now. And you can join Patricia from Salem, who is renewing, and Johnny, who just walked into the station. Hey, Johnny.
Oh, thanks, Johnny.
Both new members. And we're really excited to have them as part of our community. They work right around the block, and they listen to KBOO all the time. And we're glad to be there for them, and we're glad to have their support. So please join them, KBOO.FM. Click on the word donate, or you can call toll-free 877-500-5266 and join the media revolution.
KBOO is very much a bedrock of what makes Portland, Portland. Since 1968, this station has been here. This is our 50th anniversary.
Woo!
I think it's really amazing. I mean, none of us that are here in this room have been here 50 years. We're all like the next generation. And then the next generation is coming with the Youth Collective coming in. So this is a generational radio station that keeps serving the community in so many ways for so many years, and only does that because we have community support and we have listener support. This is a station that is funded by you, the listener. It's not funded by advertising. Right. You see, we have 24/7 a day, 365 days a year with no advertising. Everyone you hear on the air is a volunteer, and that is a community effort. Everyone puts their part in and we make the station happen. So now we're asking you to put your part in. Can you do $10 a month? 877-500-5266. Get yourself this 50th anniversary super pack, and not a super pack like the political kind of super pack. No, this is a real grassroots,
it's super
type
duper
of,
pack.
type of kit that you get to show you the history of Portland and of KBOO. 877-500-5266. You bring that with you to the exhibit when you go to Oregon Historical Society, yes. And you see you just root yourself here in Portland with that.
And that media packet is one way you can absorb media and a lot of the great highlights that KBOO has been bringing you over the last 50 years. But yet there are so many different ways to take in media, and so much of it sounds the same these days. You help this program, the KBOO Evening News, and all the other programs we produce here at KBOO sound different from what you hear elsewhere, because as you said, Junka, it's all being produced by volunteers, members of our community, individuals with a creative perspective.
It sounds real.
Yeah,
you know, it's
very
real.
And the conversations that happen here are thanks to the financial support of our listeners. That's you. So please contribute right now to support radio that doesn't shy away from difficult topics or differing opinions. KBOO.FM or 877-500-5266. And donate $120 a year. You can do it. And now back to the news.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Fresen Bakery, located at 7075 Northeast Gleason Street in Portland. Fresen Artisan Bakery offers artisan breads, pretzels, and pastries in the German tradition, incorporating organic, local, and sustainable ingredients. Lunch was provided by Noble Rot, located at 1111 Burnside Street, Suite 400. Noble Rot has a 3,000 square foot rooftop garden supplying the restaurants with vegetables for over 15 years. Dinner was provided by Patton Maryland, a sister restaurant of Produce Raw, located at 5101 North Interstate Avenue in Portland. Patton Maryland is open for lunch, dinner, and daily happy hours and features a Southern inspired menu. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. Stay tuned after this newscast for News from the Boo with Mike Crenshaw. At 6, it's The Underground, followed at 7 by Combined Culture Radio. Tonight's weather is clear with a low of 54. Tomorrow we get one more day of sunshine with a high of 84 before the clouds creep back in. Today in history, in 1980, a Boeing 727 carrying British tourists to the Canary Islands crashed, killing all 146 aboard, just 3 years after two planes collided at the Canary Islands airport, killing 570 people. Quote of the day is from jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald, who was born 101 years ago today. Just don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Where there is love and inspiration, I don't think you can go wrong.
According to CNN, a court in India has sentenced a popular Indian spiritual guru named Asaram Bapu to life in prison for raping a 16-year-old girl back in 2013. The conviction took over 5 years to secure and detailed Bapu's direct involvement in the rape, which took place during a purification ritual to cure the girl of evil spirits. Under heavy security, the court in Jodhpur, within northern India, handed down the verdict. Concerns of riots from Bapu's followers caused the trial to be held inside the maximum security prison where Bapu was being held. Asaram Bapu's lawyers plan to appeal the ruling.
Four new mass graves were discovered recently in a suburb of the Rwandan capital of Kigali, 24 years after the genocide in Rwanda, and just weeks after the official commemoration of the killing, four new mass graves have been discovered. The graves were identified by a local woman who claimed to have seen bodies being dumped there. They are believed to hold the remains of victims of the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Since the excavation began, some 200 bodies have been found, many by local volunteers. But graves are believed to hold the remains of some 3,000 people who were disappeared from this district during the genocide. Families have been watching, hoping to identify long-missing family members. The Rwandan genocide occurred over 100 days in the spring of 1994. Some 800,000 to 1 million Tutsi and moderate Hutus were killed. The recent discovery has raised concern about why these kinds of mass graves were not identified earlier, especially as perpetrators of the genocide have been being released after serving time in prison for their crimes.
For those of you just joining us, KBOO is in our spring membership drive, and now it is your time to support community media right here at KBOO. We go now again to our pitchers, Lady and Jenka.
Good evening. You're listening to KBOO. KBOO is radio made by all of you for us. Thanks.
For all of us. You make it, we make it, and we make it all together.
It's like
community effort. It's like a potluck.
It's a community radio thing. Yeah. I'm Lady. I'm here with Jenka.
We are here enjoying our membership drive, but yeah, we need those phones to ring because we gotta make our goal, people. And I'm going to put it to you straight. KBOO needs you.
Yeah.
This is the way that this station funds itself, is and that you are able to maintain this station, because you become an owner of this radio station for your $8 a month, your $10 a month, and you become someone who is a part of this community. And this is very important because we need independent media on the radio waves right now. We need this more than ever. We need community news. I mean, think about it. We need a station that people are actually taking microphones out into the street and reporting on what is really happening.
Yeah.
This is very, very rare. I mean, it's become an endangered species on the radio, and KBOO is a place that you can actually do it.
Yes.
You can actually hear it, and you can come in and train and do it yourself. 877-500-5266. Do that $10 a month. Make that commitment to community radio. Get yourself a t-shirt. Get yourself a 70 or a 50th anniversary pack. See, I'm moving ahead. I'm like 75th anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're there already now. 50th anniversary super pack on KBOO, and support this legacy of community radio.
Yeah. And I think we will be here in another 20 years, Jenka, because to be honest, KBOO is a relief to this silo headline mentality that we're existing in mainstream media. You call in for talk programs, you hear people who see the world differently, you learn how to make radio with our free training, and you, our listeners, call in and contribute. So please raise up your hand, stand up, count yourself in, and make a difference today by making a contribution to KBOO Radio. That's kboo.fm, or you can call toll-free 877-500-5266.
You know, I want to thank Maria from Northeast Portland, who renewed while stopped at a red light. Now,
yeah,
I know the traffic's bad, but try and pull over. Be safe when you call us, but do make that call and support your radio station. 877-500-5266. We only do this interruption of the programming for the membership drive a couple of times a year, and you always come through for us. KBOO listeners are amazing.
And we're silly.
You know, you're beautiful, you're smart, you listen to KBOO, you know what's going on in the community.
Yeah.
You're committed to social justice, you're committed to change, you're committed to ensuring that we have a democracy for generations to come. And you're doing what you can do to support that. And right now, what you can do is just commit to doing $10 a month for KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. We need those phones ringing. 877-500-5266. 5266. Your $10 a month membership produces 1 week's worth of KBOO News in depth, a deep investigative segment that airs five times a week. I mean, just that alone is worth it. 877-500-5266.
That's right. You rely on KBOO to confront local issues in a way no other radio station can. And we rely on you, our listeners. This is where most of our funds come from to keep the station running. So please call toll-free 877-500-5266 or go online kboo.fm.
German opposition kept Angela Merkel from joining the U.S.-UK-French missile strikes on Syria despite Donald Trump's invitation. Ann Garrison from KPFA has more.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In Alaska, a native village is partnering with a local conservation group to collect water quality data. The project is to test water before a large-scale mine is developed. Dacia Eaton has more.
Kimberly Strong, tribal president for the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan, says ensuring that the Chilkat River, the traditional subsistence fishing grounds for her people, remains pristine is a top priority for her community. That's why Klukwan decided to partner with local conservation organization Takshinuk Watershed Council to carry out baseline water quality testing.
We felt that there should be some testing done by non-mining interests.
The state of Alaska does not collect baseline water quality data during mineral exploration, nor does the Bureau of Land Management. The Canadian company Constantine Metal Resources has been exploring at the nearby Palmer Project, a potential hard rock underground mine, for years, and is collecting data for its own uses, but treats the information as proprietary and has so far refused to make the data fully available to the public. Strong says that Klukwan is committed to ensuring that their traditional subsistence fishery remains robust, as well as the regional economies of commercial fishing and tourism.
We need help with protecting the Chilkat River. And though we've been doing the water testing for the last year and a half, it's still not apparent to everybody who lives in our valley the importance of the Chilkat River as a renewable, sustainable resource.
Derek Poinsett, science director with Takshinuk Watershed Council, is coordinating the water quality testing partnership with Klukwan's environmental department.
The plan now is to try to go out four times a year and to try to get the whole range of weather and flow conditions represented in those samples. And we need to go for 5 years to get a good solid set of data that then would be useful.
He says all information will be shared publicly via EPA and DEC online databases. In order to fund the endeavor, Takshinuk Watershed Council and the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan are soliciting donations from the public. In Haines, I'm Dacia Eaton.
The Navajo Nation is commemorating the Treaty of 1868 with a number of events this year. The treaty signed by Navajo leaders and the U.S. government allowed Navajo people to return to their homelands after imprisonment at Fort Sumner. Navajo Nation Vice President Jonathan Nez says treaty activities are telling history from their lens.
It is now an opportunity for us as Navajo professionals to retell stories. They're our way of life teaching from our own perspective. We have a lot of stories, a lot of these teachings that our elders have, and we need to capture that information so that we can hand that information down to the younger generation and to those that are interested. Some of these stories that were mentioned today, they're not documented. They're not referenced in any professional literature. And so we have to capture that. And that information should belong to the Navajo Nation and Navajo people.
Events leading up to the June anniversary of the treaty signing include a more than 400-mile run from Fort Sumner, New Mexico, to Window Rock, Arizona, to mark the return home. The treaty will also be on display at the Navajo Nation Museum during the month of June. The Democratic Caucus of the House Natural Resources Committee has selected Representative Ruben Gallego as the new ranking member of the Subcommittee on Indian Insular and Alaska Native Affairs. The congressman from Arizona has knowledge of tribal communities and replaces Representative Norma Torres, who recently resigned to serve on another committee. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
You've just been listening to National Native News. We now go to Ann Garrison's story about German opposition to Angela Merkel's plan to join the U.S.-UK-French missile strikes in Syria.
Germany's Left Party released an unequivocal statement opposing the U.S.-UK-France missile strikes in Syria. The statement read, quote, "The U.S. military escalation must be stopped immediately. Last night's U.S. missile attack, which violated international law, put Syria further away from a peaceful solution and has given the Islamic State cause for celebration. Instead of reflexively getting behind Trump, the German government should do everything in its power to stabilize relations between Russia and the U.S. The current situation is extremely dangerous and could get out of control at any time." Unquote. University of Illinois law professor Francis Boyle said that the statement that he and Sam Husseini released was translated and widely published in the German press.
Sam Husseini and I put out a press release, the Institute for Public Accuracy, saying that a war here would be a violation of the UN Charter and aggression and this, that, and the other thing. And it turned out that our press release, if you do a Google search in German, was all over the mainstream news media in Germany. Chancellor Merkel wanted to get involved in a military strike, but apparently there was so much opposition that she couldn't. For Merkel to get in cahoots with May and Macron and Trump would be an act of aggression and a violation of the UN Charter. And Merkel said, well, she supported it, but Trump asked them to get involved in the attack. And she's got a very shaky coalition government over there, and she had to abstain. Her government would not go along with it.
In a report requested by the German opposition, legal experts of the German parliament stated that the missile strikes violated international law. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.
Now we bring you the second in our 20-part series on the subject of aging. In Portland, we'll call it Retired or Rewired. Today, we'll introduce you to one of the giants in the field of creating assisted living for the elderly, Karen Brown Wilson. This is a short version of a longer interview that you can find on KBOO's website.
Here's our series on aging in Portland. Retired or Rewired? What it's like getting old in a youth-centered city. Are you up for that challenge? We'll bring you lots of views, but you'll have to answer this question for yourself. Is Portland a good place in which to grow old? This is the second in KBOO's series on what it's like to age in Portland. We call it Retired or Rewired. What you're about to hear is a special 7-minute edition of a 30-minute program that airs once per month on the first Monday. There are few people in Oregon who have had the impact that our guest today has had on taking care of the elderly, not only in Portland, but in the United States and outside it. She's a giant in the field of gerontology and will feel the impact of her work for a long time. Karen Brown Wilson has over 30 years' experience in long-term care and supportive housing. She's been called the mother of assisted living in Oregon, and her successful work goes well beyond that. She created the Oregon model of assisted living and has worked to implement assisted living programs in other states. She founded 3 assisted living companies, working on over 200 projects around the nation with a focus on the poor and the very poor. Karen, you've had a lifetime working with the elderly. How did you get interested in this field?
Well, when I was 19, my mother had a stroke, and I had just started college. She spent 10 years living in a nursing home, and when I told her that I was going to become a gerontologist, she actually asked me what that was. And then she asked me to do something to help people like her. And I hadn't really thought I was going to work directly with the elderly. I thought I was going to teach and do research, but that changed my direction.
What was the model that you created, and what is it today?
The model was really a response to my mother's situation, and it really involved multiple domains: the physical domain, the service domain, the social domain. So my mother wanted, she wanted her own living space. She wanted her own belongings. She wanted to control her, what time she got up, what time she went to bed, what she had to eat. She wanted to have the ability to participate and not participate. She wanted to get the care where she was, and she didn't want to have to move. And so the idea was to create a more residential environment in which a variable level of services could be delivered, and which was more like what people wanted to be to maintain their sense of autonomy and independence. So it really was just listening to what people said they wanted. And that's actually Oregon set the standard nationally for those domains and how they should be responded to by assisted living providers.
So you were one of the first people to hear those requests and that kind of need. Is that right?
Well, I heard it from my own mother. What better teacher do you have?
Here's Karen talking about Medicaid and other financial issues associated with caring for the elderly.
Medicaid is actually getting more difficult because as budgets grow more strained, they have to make decisions about what makes you qualified for, in terms of need for Medicaid. So you have more and more people who can't qualify based on need levels, because they simply don't have the money to provide services to those people. So while the income levels haven't changed, the service disability levels have changed, making it harder to serve people who have a need for service but maybe are slightly less impaired than others.
And is Medicaid sufficient for the needs that we have now, and is it going to be able to cover the needs we're going to have?
No. It's just a flat-out function of growing numbers of people who are in the age category. And trust me, we've seen nothing as to what we're going to see in the next 10 years who have a need for supportive services. So you have more people, and more people equate more need for service. And you have a fixed ability to use Medicaid dollars, because Medicaid dollars are federal dollars that have to be matched by state dollars. We have a savings and income crisis that's about to hit older Americans. They don't have any savings, none. And many of them were the hardest hit by the recession. They were at their peak earning times. They have not been able to return to those earning levels. They are upside down on mortgages in many cases. They will not recover, period. So they're going into old age with nothing. And this is going to exacerbate the challenge that we have and the opportunity that we have to figure out different solutions of how to support them. We're going to have to find that strength in our social networks. And I think we can do that. I do. I have seen it happen when circumstances were a lot more dire than they are for us right now. But you have to be committed to doing it, and you have to be willing to put your shoulder into it.
You and your husband created a program called Aging Matters. You mentioned this earlier in our conversation, and I'm quoting your husband here, quote, "We need an ageless society where starting college at 45 is no different than starting at 20. We want Portland to be a place where old people go to unretire," end quote. Have you been successful at making Portland a place to unretire? Have you made progress at that?
Well, I think there's some symptoms that are pretty encouraging, and I wouldn't say that we have done that. I think that people who live in Portland have done that. I think, for example, the age-friendly cities is an example of that. I think the engaged housing activities, I think the villages, I think the Encore program. I mean, we have multiple examples of showing the vitality that older people can bring to a community. In my experience, older people are givers, not takers, and our responsibility is to create a society where they are continue to have the opportunities to fully engage in being committed to their communities and being involved, vital parts of that community.
Last question. You've had an amazing career so far, and you're still mixing it up with the best of them. What's next for you?
I just keep on trucking.
In the next episode, we pay a visit to Dr. Mark Williams, a nationally prominent geriatrician and best-selling author. Did you know that being a little overweight is probably a good thing when it comes to aging? Dr. Williams has lots of other insights to share. Listen in to the evening news next Wednesday for the short version, or go to our website, kboo.fm, and hear the entire 30-minute show. You've been listening to our series on aging in Portland, retired or rewired. You can listen to any episode in this series or the entire series if you go to kboo.fm and look for the show under my name, Tom Flynn. Thanks for joining us today.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, Samantha Lehman, Tom Flynn, and Zelos Marchant. The producer is Kyle Qureshi. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Zelos Marchant. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. And you can also find us on Facebook or on Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR in Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Aaron J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. At 8, Voices from the Edge guest host Linda Olsen-Osterlund talks Bear Azmi from the Center for Constitutional Rights about Trump's Muslim ban going in front of the Supreme Court. At 9 is Press Watch. Teresa Mitchell welcomes KBOO's favorite muckraker, Greg Palast, to discuss Trump's phony double voter claims, Rove's data trust, and the Koch's I-360. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, interviews, news, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers welcomes William Volman, author of Carbon Ideologies, a new 2-volume work about the human actions that have led to global warming. And at 11:30, the film show looks at film noir and The Blacklist, currently screening at Portland Cinema 21. Make history and support KBOO. If you'd like to become a member during this spring membership drive, call 877-500-KBOO. We are in the midst of the spring membership drive, and now it's time for you to support community media here at KBOO. We're going to go now to our pitchers, Lady and Jenka.
Good evening. You are listening Hello. To KBOO, and KBOO is radio made by you for all of us. I'm Lady. I'm here with Jenka, and we're here to remind you that your support is what makes KBOO happen. Please help us make our goal of $500 for the show, and we can totally get there when you call or click in with your support. But we do need you to call 877-500-5266 right now, or go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button.
Yeah, we've got about 19 minutes left in this hour, and everyone who calls or clicks today gets entered into a drawing to win a prize. Today's drawing is for $300 to Mississippi Records, which cool. Get your vinyl on, and it's really a great prize. And you need to call in order to be entered, or need to go to kboo.fm. The number is 877-500-5266. And you think about the value of KBOO Community Radio in your community, and really there is no price that you can put on it. It's priceless when you think about everything that you get back from KBOO. The fact that you have a locally produced evening news program every single weekday that's produced right here in the studios in your community. The fact that there is a small child like right next to the mixing board about to go on the air,
yes.
preparing for the youth collective.
Youth.
This is amazing. This place is great. Come on down and see us. If you're out here and about in this beautiful day, come on down and check us out. 20 Southeast 8th, like Johnny did a few minutes ago, and brought a donation. You can do that as well. I mean, if you maybe you're out, you know, having some spring fever, spinning in the lilacs, well, do something substantial and turn that spring fever into a contribution to your community, and say, yeah, I feel good today, and I feel good enough to support my radio station. I think that I can do this. I can make $10 a month for community radio. 877-500-5266. Get entered to win in that drawing. Get yourself a t-shirt, or get yourself the 50th anniversary super package. 877-500-KBOO.
We were just listening to Aging in Portland, a segment produced by Tom Flynn, one of the most familiar faces around the KBOO studios. And we love all of our volunteer programmers and reporters that contribute to the KBOO evening news. And you value getting news from many perspectives, news that includes voices that are not heard on other stations and in other outlets. Every day, thousands of you out there in Portland, out in the valley, rely on this newscast. We're able to express unheard perspectives in a media environment where so many people are invisible. And we can do this because of you. So please take a moment and invest in KBOO. Go online with your contribution to kboo.fm or call toll-free 877-500-5266. You will be entered to win a prize drawing for Mississippi Records for $300. And with your $120 contribution, you can also pick up a really great 50th anniversary media package from KBOO. It involves a DVD, booklet, and also, the pin, the enamel pin?
Yep, you get a 50th anniversary enamel pin and a commemorative coin.
And that coin will get you into the Oregon Historical Society through July to see the KBOO exhibit, as well as the other exhibits in the society right there.
Yep.
So please call KBOO 877-500-5266. You can also go online to kboo.fm.
I know how this is. You know, sometimes it gets a little slow, the phones aren't ringing, then the end of the show comes around, and all of a sudden, the phones ring off the hook.
Off the hook.
And now is the time to say, okay, I support the KBOO Evening News. I support the fact that you have a community trainings to get volunteer reporters out there in the field. And I'm gonna just go ahead and do that. The show is wrapping up, and now is the time to reach the goal, because we are about to hit it. We need you in order to do that. And that 50 years of KBOO exhibit that that lady was talking about, it's the story of Oregon's first community radio station. Get us through our first 50 years. And we've been here 50 years, and the next 50 are up to you. Do you want to keep a community radio station here in the Portland area that it provides a lifeline for both local listeners and people around the world who need to hear the perspectives that are brought and the real voices, the real people, and the real conversations that happen here on KBOO? I think it is worth it. When you think about it that way, you think about the value of KBOO, then $10 a month really doesn't sound like so much. 877-500-5000.